The Orchid Girls, written by Leslie Sanderson and read by Lucy Price Lewis, Mary Woodvine, Elliot Chapman, and Madeline Price Lewis.
Prologue. On days when panic cuts me down, when her features fade and I can't quite picture the face I knew better than my own, I take my mind back to that day on the cliff, opening my eyes to the grey Dorset sky, my throat coated with fear. Sweat pools on my back as I grab a fistful of grass and hoist myself up, hearing the crashing sound of the sea below. The wind whispers, "Charlotte, Charlotte," and I remember. Everything is changed forever. She's running towards me, hair blowing out and wild like seaweed. Her blue eyes hold mine as she pulls me to my knees so that we're facing one another. "But, shh," she says. "Don't say it." I look away from her so that she can't read my eyes. The fear pumping in my chest adds to the roar of the sea. Her hands are shaking as she takes the penknife from her pocket, unfolds the blade and takes my hands. She slices once across her palm, then does the same to mine. She presses our hands together, the warmth of the blood and the cold of our skin mingling into one. "Now we are bound forever," she says, her eyes determined. "I will never tell anyone, I swear. This is between you and me. Now you swear too." And now it's happened. I knew the time would come, no matter how many years it took. She's back in my head. I'll keep her there as long as it takes. I will find her. I will. I will never rest until she's out of my mind and back in my arms where she belongs. Forever.
Daily Tribune, Monday the 15th of August, 2002. A frantic search is underway for a missing 14-year-old girl who disappeared over the weekend after leaving her friends in town. Charlotte Green was last seen walking along Church Street in Lyme Regis at around 1 p.m. on Sunday after spending the morning on the cliffs with two friends. Yesterday, police searched through the night for any trace of the missing girl. Charlotte is described as white and roughly 5 feet 3 inches tall, with a slim build. She has green eyes and blonde hair, which was tied back in a ponytail. She was dressed in light blue jeans and a pink hoodie with white Nike trainers, and she was wearing a turquoise backpack. Her mother, Tracy Green, told BBC News, "This is so out of character for Charlotte. She'd made some new friends who she was hanging out with on the beach. She had no reason to run away. We love her and want her to come home." Caroline Conway, whose daughter was with Tracy before she went missing, said, "Everyone has been out searching for her. We're all desperate for her to get in touch." Hundreds of local people were said to have met at a church early this morning to distribute flyers. Dorothy Mutton, who works at the RNLI charity shop in Lyme Regis, commented, "It's worrying. Being a coastal town, there are so many hazards in the area. People are looking everywhere they can think of." With strong winds forecast in the next few days, police are widening the search and deploying the use of local coast guards, determined to find the missing teenager before unseasonal weather renders the search even more difficult.